Morning Watch, Saturday, The Will of God, Week 4, Living a Life According to God's Heart and Will, Romans 12, 1-3 and 9-11. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who's among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Love one another warmly in brotherly love. Take the lead in showing honor one to another. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 5, 17 and 21. For if by the offense of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. But on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. Hebrews 10:19-22. Having therefore, brothers, boldness for entering the holy of holies in the blood of Jesus, which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is, his flesh. And having a great priest over the house of God, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Suggested reading. Bodies in Romans 12:1 is plural and sacrifice is singular. Although many bodies are presented, they become one sacrifice, implied that although we are many, our service in the body of Christ should not be many individual services, separated and unrelated. All our service should constitute one whole service, and this service must be unique because it is the service of the one body of Christ. After presenting our body, we need to have our mind renewed. The renewing of the mind, which results from setting the mind on the Spirit, is the base for the transformation of our soul. Our mind is the leading part of our soul, and as it is renewed, our will and emotion automatically follow to be renewed also. To be renewed means that a new element is wrought into our being. This produces an inward metabolic transformation, making us suitable for the building up of the body of Christ, which is the practice of the church life. After we have presented our body for the church life, it is very easy for us to fall into the opinions of our mind in our soul, which results in our being damaged in the church life. Therefore, our soul, and particularly the mind of our soul, needs to be transformed. However, once our mind is transformed, we may easily fall into a negative and dormant state. At that time, we must be burning in spirit that we may be stirred up and encouraged to go on in the church life in a positive way. In Romans 12:3, we come to a very practical point. Every one of us thinks highly of himself. Outwardly, you may appear to be humble, but inwardly, you think quite highly of yourself. This is a problem to the church life. If you think highly of yourself, your mind is not sober or normal. It needs to be renewed and sobered. We need to realize that the many members of the one body have different functions. I hope that so many of the young brothers could say to one another, "Brother, what I can do, you cannot do, and what you can do, I cannot do." In verse 6, Paul says that we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Grace is simply God in Christ as our enjoyment. When this grace, this divine element, which is the divine life, comes into our being, it brings with it certain skills and abilities, which are the gifts. The gifts, the spiritual abilities, come from the divine element which we have enjoyed. They are the gifts of grace in life. Romans 5:17 says that those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Furthermore, in 5:21, Paul says that grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. These two verses prove that grace is related to life. What is grace? It is the divine life for our enjoyment. When the eternal life of God becomes our enjoyment, that is grace. In 1 Corinthians 5:10, Paul said, "I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." The grace of God which was with Paul was the divine life within Paul as his enjoyment. Thus, he labored more than the other apostles, although actually it was not Paul himself, but the divine life which he enjoyed. Thus, grace in Romans is a matter of life.